Barry Van Dyke, who is Detective Stephen Sloan on Diagnosis Murder. He's actually the kid of Dick Van Dyke, who turns 99 this year as well. So Barry Van Dyke, 73. You know you've lived a few years when your kid is turning 73.
Wow, that's saying something.
Right? Gary Lewis, son of Jerry Lewis, leader of the group Gary Lewis and the Playboys from back in the 60s. They had a big hit in 1965, This Diamond Ring, taking me back to my oldies radio days. Mm-hmm. Gary Lewis, 79 years old today. Now, we do have one local birthday that we've got to pass along this morning. I know this person listens every single day, got her birthday from a little birdie that I happen to know and works at the station as well. Christine Stabnow Addy is celebrating a birthday today. So, Christine, very, very, very happy birthday to you. Thank you for being one of our loyal listeners as well. And I'll just tell you, it was Dave Grant. Dave Grant told me it was your birthday today. So,
Dave.
We'll put Dave out there on the wire. I'm sure Christine
throw him
won't
under
mind.
The bus for
That's
the day.
That's right.
Right?
I'm sure Christine won't mind, though. Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you want to add somebody to the list, so easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Quick look at the forecast. Hot and humid today, Finn. With the heat index, it's going to feel more like the mid to upper 90s. We do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow. Sean Cable's actually going to tell us more in just a few moments. We'll have a look at ABC and local news as well here on Max FM.
Bring your lawn chair and get ready to get your blues on at the 3rd Annual Barrow Blues, Saturday, September 7th, starting at 2 p.m. at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast in Baraboo. Don't miss the sultry, self-taught prodigy, Ivy Ford, with diverse local groups including Dave Potter and Friends and Dead Henry. Just $10 gets you a drink in your hand, access to a cash bar, and the chance to purchase food from Red 6 Food Truck. Mark your calendar for the 3rd Annual Barrow Blues, September 7th.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hamas's top political leader assassinated overnight. Iran saying Ismail Haniyeh was killed in Tehran.
Jerusalem not commenting on Haniyeh's killing, which came just hours after Israel claimed the assassination of a top Hezbollah leader in Beirut. Iran says an explosion on a regime residence killed Haniyeh at about 2 a.m. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei calling it Iran's, quote, duty to avenge his death. Israel closing its airspace 50 miles south of the Lebanese border. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Israel is claiming responsibility for the killing of a top military leader of Hezbollah in Lebanon. Less than 100 days until the presidential election, and presumptive Democratic nominee Kamala Harris says she will have an announcement soon on her running mate. There is a rally scheduled with the two on Tuesday in Philadelphia. Still more questions about the results of Venezuela's presidential election. The Carter Center says it's unable to verify results. This is ABC.
From the SSM Health News Center,
This is Max News with Jim Finn.
Five people have now been charged with harboring or aiding a felon after a standoff that happened last week in Amherst. Jeffrey Miller was found dead in the Portage County home Friday night after the standoff began Thursday night. Now, five people are charged with felony harboring or aiding a felon party to a crime. All five, Edward Deo, Chrissy Miller, Brody Volker, Thomas DiCarlo, and Brandon Locks face up to 10 years in prison and a $25,000 fine. Police were made aware of the 32-year-old Miller, who was wanted for attempted homicide of a Sauk County Sheriff's deputy and was possibly located at a home in the 400 block of Mill Street in Amherst. Police tracked one of Miller's social media accounts to the home of Edward Deo, according to a criminal complaint. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be hot and humid today, partly cloudy with a high of 88. The heat index in the mid to upper 90s this afternoon, and we could see a couple of isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning and again later this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, 69. Tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high of 84. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
99.7 Max FM.
It's 8:06 right now, and we were warming up nicely on this Wednesday morning. My goodness, it's going to be a hot one today. Muggy as well. Take it easy if you have to be outside. Farmers Market just underway in downtown Baraboo. Get down there early and find some fresh produce and some delicious baked goods. That's going to be set up until 12:30 this afternoon. Michael Jackson now, The Way You Make Me Feel on 99.7 Max FM.
Baby,
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 10 minutes after 8. And Finn, I find this to be a little intriguing, and we're going to do a little bit of acronym lessons here this morning. Because if someone would text you LWKY, would you have any idea what that means? I'm old, so no.
No, I had no idea what it meant.
So Google says searches for this particular acronym have hit an all-time high this year. They're not actually anybody's initials. It stands for low key. It's just one more of those phrases that Gen Z has opted to basically redefine for us. Now, obviously, low key used to mean something like quiet and simple, like we're keeping it low key, we're only inviting a few people over. Now it means a guilty pleasure or something you're embarrassed about. Like, don't tell anyone, but I low key love Nickelback, said nobody ever. Nobody's ever said that before in their lifetime. But Google went back through 15 years of their data and looked at the year searches for different acronyms that peaked at that particular point in time. So when they took off and we started using them is essentially what Google tracked for us. Why did they do this? I have no idea, but it is certainly interesting to go back through the list. So we're going to do that just now. In 2009, the acronym that we were searching for on Google was FML, which is short for blank my life. And sometimes you will still see people use that, especially if they're old, like my kids tell me I am when I happen to put that
out of touch with reality as old fogies. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. My kids will say they use it when they need a nostalgia acronym in their text to their friends.
And they're going retro.
Yes. Yes. It's cool to go retro, I'm told. In 2010, we were looking up FTW, which is for the win. SMH was the acronym we went to Google to figure out in 2011. That's shaking my head. I will still use that one. I believe that one is still okay. Even my 20-year-old and my 17-year-old will still sometimes text that to me. It's usually at me because I've said something really stupid, but that's okay. We don't talk about why we're getting it sent to us. We just talk about the fact they still use it. YOLO, Y-O-L-O, was the big one in 2012. You only live once. Didn't that come from a movie around the same time as well?
I think so. Yeah. So that was like only 12 years ago, right?
Right. Which seems like an eternity ago because nobody says YOLO anymore, right?
Well, when you're changing the acronyms and the definitions of the English language every day.
It's hard to keep up, Finn. Hard to keep up. In 2013, we were looking up OOTD, which means outfit of the day, because yes, people actually put the outfit that they wore and then tell us where we can find those pieces if we really like that outfit. So we can just all walk around wearing the exact same thing. It's fine. I don't understand these videos. Like, I don't understand when people post about what they wore that day or when they post things about what they ate. I just don't understand it. Now, I won't say that I haven't found some really great recipes off of some of those TikToks and reels and all of that good stuff, but I don't understand why you're just walking around with a camera and why you have to have one in your closet to show people what you're wearing that day. I don't get it at all, but that's just me. Again, my kids will tell you that I'm old. In 2014, it was THOT, and we have to be a little careful with this one because it's a mean one towards women. It means that blank over there is essentially what it means. So we'll let you figure out what the H means from there. 2015, TBH, to be honest, was the one that we went to Google for to figure out what it actually meant. In 2016, it was WYD, what you doing? Because apparently it's too hard to use any sort of any other clause in there or any other prepositions. See, when you're an English person, this just breaks your brain a little bit. It's even hard.
And your heart. It breaks your brain and your heart.
It's hard for me to even say these sentences because I'm like, there's words missing. It's weird. They don't flow well. So it's really hard for me.
Well, me that OMG and LOL are still OMG and LOL as we have previously known.
I think so. I'm pretty sure. I use LOL all the time. Sometimes I just don't know what to say when people text me. So I'll make some snarky comment back and then just put LOL. Plus, when you're texting back and forth, it's really hard to tell what people mean. So I feel like if you follow it up with a smiley face, a winky face, an LOL or something like that, then they get that you're just being kind of snarky and sarcastic and that you weren't serious because obviously you can't tell tone when you're texting back and forth. In 2017, it was TFW, which stands for That Feeling When. Okay. In 2018, apparently we didn't have one that we were looking up that year. It's just blank. Google had nothing.
That was a slow year. Okay.
Well, we were maybe just trying to catch up from 2017 all the way to 2009.
Sure.
I mean, we might have been just trying to figure it out from that point on. In 2019, it was FOMO, F-O-M-O, which means the fear of missing out, which I think is interesting because that was basically the year COVID hit the world. And I think we all had FOMO because we were missing out on absolutely everything that was going on in the world at that point in time. In 2020, FYP, For You Page. Okay, and we're talking Page, P-A-G-E, and that is For You. That's the tab that's on TikTok if you're not a TikTok user or use it very little. Now, in 2021, this one's interesting because it's almost like one of those codes that you used to have to decipher as a kid, that you know, the codes that you used to get in your cereal box so that you could, you know, this is what this one's like. It's 1437, and this is short for I Love You Forever. The one it had because one because it's just one letter, right? The I meaning I. Love has four letters. You has three letters, and forever has seven. So it's 1437. That's a lot to remember.
Too much, actually. Do you ever feel with these that not okay?
I'm not
so
smart enough.
we of course seem like we're old and out of touch and all of that. But
right?
Do you ever feel like you have no interest in keeping up? You know, keeping updated with all of these because
I mean,
they change so fast anyway. Yeah.
And if I have to pull out my letter to numbers ratios and all of that kind of stuff, I don't have time for your 1437 stuff. And I'm not smart enough to remember this stuff. Like, I'm old. Give me something I can actually remember, okay? Just put a heart in there if you have to. What are we doing here? Now, 143 was something people with pagers used to send to a crush, by the way. So it goes way back into, like, the 90s, early 2000s. Bobby Brackens and Ray J also had a song way back in the day called 143. We will not be playing any excerpts of that here on Max FM because I'm not sure there's anything that's radio edited enough to actually put it
friendly
on the air. No. In 2022, it was IYKYK, if you know, you know, is what that stands for. In 2023, BFFR, be blanking for real, was what that one stood for. And then in 2024, so far, we just mentioned it's LYKY, which is low key, because I know we went through a lot. So some of you probably already forgot that from the start.
I was taking notes as you were going along just so I can remember for the day what it is the acronym stands for today.
You know, here's the thing, though, Finn. When I think about this, think of how smart our kids are, though, because a lot of these are like millennial, Gen Zer type things, right? And you really have to think about how smart they actually are and how they can compartmentalize their brains, because, I mean, this is stuff they actually remember and just use in their vernacular every single day, and they use it in a flowing actual conversation, and they can remember it without even having to think about it. So you just got to think about how amazing their brains really are. Think if they were putting it to actually good use instead of remembering what all these acronyms were. I think
one
that
day,
would be better.
One day, maybe. Maddie,
oh,
one day.
Oh, man. Man. Anyway, but there you go. If you need your acronym to English dictionary, Google has you all set because, holy buckets, I'll never remember any of those. OMG, I got that. LOL, done.
Got that
that's
one.
About all,
yeah.
That's about all I'm going to remember off of anything that we talked about today.
So will we be doing an update tomorrow? Because as fast as these things change,
right?
You know.
I know. There's going to be a new one, and there'll be a new acronym that means something completely different. And that's the other thing too, they don't actually mean what they're supposed to, and it's very, very confusing. So we went on a vacation last year, and I can't remember where we were at, and we were sitting in this very cool hip little diner, had food that I can eat much begrudgingly to everybody else in the family, which is why we were there waiting for breakfast. And the food was amazing, by the way. Everybody's always begrudging begrudgingly in our family when they have to go somewhere that accommodates my food needs until they get there and they actually eat the food. Oh, that's the best stuff I've ever eaten is what I get. But at any rate, we were sitting there and they pulled out this modern slang sheet, right? And so it went through basically all of these acronyms and different words that millennials, late millennials, and Gen Zers are using now. Surprisingly, my husband did really, really well on it. I sucked at it. Like, I absolutely sucked at it. I think I got like 3 of the 20 right or something like that. And which is just another excuse for the entire table to make fun of mom, which is fine. I'm used to it. I've been doing this bit for a long time. But it was just crazy to me because I was like, you know that those words don't mean anything that you just said they mean, right? Uh-huh. And then my kids looked at me like I was the stupidest human being on the face of the earth. They're like, mom, they're not supposed to mean what they actually mean. They're just slang terms that we use for conversation and texting. And then Dexter looked at me and he's like, you're so lame sometimes. I was like, hello, I'm not lame. You're using the words wrong.
We're just a different breed, Maddie. That's all there is to it. I mean, yesterday we were talking about how you prefer a paperback over your Kindle. I'm sitting here in my office with an 8-track player. We're a different breed. We don't need to keep up to date every day.
Retro things in life, and there is nothing wrong with that. I will say it over and over again.
Yeah. And look at how they fall in line years later anyway. I mean, the vinyl market itself, I mean, that had a total resurgence when they
mostly
probably
Gen
would have...
Gen Zers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're not old, Finn. We're retro. That's what we're going from here on out.
Yes.
That makes us seem cool, too. If they can put a new definition to words, so can I. We're not old. We're retro. That's what we are. Taking a look at our forecast right now. It's going to be awful today. I mean, I can't even sugarcoat it. If you love
any relief in sight at all?
It looks like maybe next week we get back into the 70s, but it looks like it's just going to be warm and humid this week. I mean, if you love being in a sauna, this is the perfect weather for you. But remember, people pass out in saunas, so you have to be very careful if you spend too much time in them. Hot and humid today, 88 for our high. Heat index going to be in the mid to upper 90s. So as much as we joke about it, if you do have to be outside for work or for any task today, please be extra careful out there. Take some breaks, get plenty of hydration as well, because it is going to be hot. Already this morning, it felt like stepping out into a sauna. It wasn't even that warm this morning, but you could just feel the humidity. It was just oozing out there.
Oppressive
when I took it.
Stuff. Yeah. And don't leave the pets in the car when you go into the store. Come on.
Yeah. Like this morning I went outside and it was almost like a mist just hit you in the face because there was just that much humidity in the air already, which is...
Well, now how is little Miss Aspie doing? Because our dogs yesterday, I mean, Sunset, who is a lab retriever, who normally on a usual day, she would love to be outside all day. But even yesterday for her, she was like, nope, I'm good.
This is why we walk early in the morning, because she is a little bit of a diva when it comes to weather. And we've hit this point of the season where it's very hot, it's kind of humid, and it's a little buggy. So we don't really love to go outside. And we play this neat game called, how many mosquito bites can mommy get while I pretend to go potty but don't? That's the fun game that we're playing right now. 32 is the max number as of right now. Let me tell you, 32 bug bites is what I currently have.
Did you finally get to a point where you decided you were going to count how many bug bites?
I did. Because, well, last night I was laying in bed and I was itching from head to toe, literally from head to toe, behind my ears, my neck, my arms, my shoulders, my legs, my feet. Everything was just itchy. And so it's literally like 3 a.m. and I'm like, 1, 2, 3.
Like counting sheep, only with bug bites.
Exactly. And I'm not even joking. This is how I spend my nights, people. This is why I'm always so loopy and tired the next day. But it's a fun game that we're playing right now. And it's also, are the bunnies out long enough for me to sniff where they've been?
Sure.
So this is a fun game that we're playing. She goes out early in the morning. She does her long walk. We do about 2, 2.5 miles when it's still cool. By the time we get home, even with the humidity, she's ready to be done. She's done. And then we go outside for our quick game of how many bug bites can mommy get while I pretend to potty. Mm-hmm. And we do that a couple times during the day. And then that's pretty much it. And then we go out about dusk, which is also a fun little game of how many bug bites can mommy get, because that's when the mosquitoes are really bad. And it doesn't matter, people. DEET, I am covered in DEET. I smell like a DEET forest has officially been like just driven into my body at this point. Doesn't matter. They don't care. Bites on my feet through my socks and my shoes. I was showing Corey the other night and he's like, you wore sandals outside at some point. I was like, I do not wear sandals right now with the bugs. I am not stupid. I don't have some sort of weird death wish. And I was like, no, they literally bit through my socks and my shoes. He's like, how does that even happen? I'm like, I don't know, but you see the proof. They're there on my feet. I don't know how this happens. It is ridiculous. So no, she is not loving the heat. And this is why we will continue to get up early and do our morning walk so she can get those in and then be curled up in her little bed, all content for the rest of the day. That's where she ends up for most of the rest of the day. But it is going to be pretty gross out there. We do have a chance for isolated showers and thunderstorms yet this morning and then later again this afternoon. Better chance of scattered thunderstorms tonight, down to 69. And then tomorrow, thunderstorms just in the forecast. So off and on pretty much all day is what Sean Cable is telling me. 84 for a high tomorrow. It's warming up nicely already, Finn. It is currently 71.
Celebrate the Summer Olympics with the help of Pierce's East and West Express. This is Craig. Brewpub, lots of matzah, or Packer pizzas are $5.99. Old Dutch family packs of potato chips are 2 for $6. Quench your thirst with mix and match Pepsi and Aquafina products at 2 for $12. Essential everyday shredded or chunk cheeses are 2 for $3. Don't forget dessert. Edie's premium ice cream is $3.99. And Dr. Pepper or 7-Up products, 6-pack, half-liter bottles are 3 for $10. Pierce's Express Market, serving the area for over a century.
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
Would you like to learn more about Baraboo's charming historic downtown? How would you like to find out the spine-tingling details of Baraboo's haunted history? Or would you like to experience an exciting ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide? Baraboo Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baraboo Tour today.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's 8:28 right now. Thank you so much for spending your morning with us. We do appreciate it. It's Blondie now. This is Heart of Glass on 99.7 Max FM.
Oh,
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:31 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now, remember, if you love good live music, you've got an opportunity to see that brass quintet tonight at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library. But more live music in downtown Baraboo tomorrow evening with another edition of Concerts on the Square. Big Griffey Jim and the Polka Dots are going to be performing some really awesome polka music. That show gets underway at 7 o'clock, scheduled to be on the courthouse lawn in downtown Baraboo. Get the lawn chair, get the blanket, the bug spray ready. If by chance Mother Nature decides that she's not going to cooperate, remember that'll be moved across the street to the Al Ringling Theater. So really a win-win situation no matter what. But lots of opportunities to hear some great music, get yourself ready for the weekend, and enjoy some free entertainment as we go throughout our week here in Baraboo. Now remember, if you want more information or to see the entire lineup of the remaining concerts on the square, Baraboo Concerts.com is where you should go. And Baraboo.com if you just want to see everything that's going on in Baraboo. Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce will join us tomorrow morning and tell us why weekends are best in Baraboo. So we'll go through the entire lineup of weekend stuff that you can do. We've got Farmer's Market happening right now in downtown Baraboo, so go check that out. Some really delicious fresh produce, some baked goods down there this morning. They're going to be set up until 12:30. Get yourself through the heat and the humidity to go do that because, boy, is it toasty out there already. We're looking for a high today around 88. Heat index, though, going to make it feel much warmer than that with a chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, tomorrow, maybe even this afternoon yet. Sean Cable's going to fill us in with those details in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports next here on Max FM.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
Take a short drive to Big Savings at Little Market and More of Sauk City. Find your favorite basket and bedding plants, crafts, and fresh produce at this family-owned and operated stand. Little Market and More accepts cash and credit cards and is open Monday through Friday from 3 to 7. And Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 7. Find fresh flowers, veggies, honey, and more at Little Market and More, S9748 County Road E, Sauk City.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
The Brewers fell to the Braves 5-1 as Atlanta evened at Series 1-1. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Joe Ross returned to the Brewers' rotation but allowed all five runs on eight hits in five innings to take the loss. Packers released rookie kicker James Turner yesterday, leaving the team with two kickers now. Anders Carlson and Greg Joseph will now battle for the final spot. First-round pick Jordan Morgan, for the first time in training camp, got the first-team reps each period at right guard yesterday ahead of Sean Ryan. The Packers wrapped up their third padded workout yesterday. They're back at it again today. Football Badgers wrapped up their first full training camp practice yesterday. They are back on the practice field this morning in Platteville. U.S. women won team gymnastics gold yesterday at the Paris Summer Olympic Games. It's the fourth time the U.S. women have captured team gold in that event. The U.S. men's basketball team back at it again today. They will take on South Sudan. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be hot and humid today, partly cloudy with a high of 88. The heat index in the mid to upper 90s this afternoon. And we could see a couple of isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning and again later this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 69. Tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high of 84. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
99.7 FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's 8:37 right now. Kenny Loggins from the movie Top Gun 1 and 2, I guess. It's Danger Zone now on 99.7 Max FM. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:40 right now, and Finn, time to take a look at our calendar days, all of those little things that we can celebrate that really just help us get through another week and closer to the weekend. And we're only a couple of days away now, so that's very exciting stuff. So we've got some good ones on today's list. We're going to start out with Uncommon Instrument Awareness Day. You know, some of those instruments that we don't really think about all that often, the bagpipes, accordion, they kind of come to mind. Maybe even like the organ. Now, here's a fun fact for everybody this morning. Sean Cable, meteorologist extraordinaire, fabulous musician. He can actually play multiple instruments, including said accordion. He is very, very good on the accordion. Yeah, cool. I know. It's a fun fact, right? Someday I might have to have him come on the show and play his accordion. I remember when we met long, long ago, he was actually my weather guy when I was producing news. And he brought in his accordion one morning to work. And I said, why do you have an accordion with you? And it turned out that he played it on the air for us that morning. So it was a special, special treat.
Nice.
He is a very, very good and very talented musician. Incredible singing voice, too, by the way. Let's see. It is also National Mutt Day today, celebrating all those sweet mixed breed dogs in the world. And yes, I do have myself a fabulous little mutt. She is composed of multiple different breeds of dog, and I love her all the same because she's adorable. It's amazing how cute mutts can be sometimes, right? Because you never know what qualities of what breed they're going to actually get. Aspen actually looks like a small little, I don't know, Dexter says she looks like a little fox is essentially what she looks like. That's what he says about her. But she's got like the boxer jowls. She's got kind of a smushed in little nose like the boxer. But then she's smaller because she's got some beagle in there. But she's got like the really broad chest like the American Staffordshire or the pit bull. She's very, very muscular and strong as well. But at least she doesn't have the size to go along with it. So
it's always interesting when you have those rare, unique mixed breeds, right? Like when you have a Chihuahua with a German Shepherd kind of thing.
Weird. It's very, very weird. Or like one of my favorite breeds is when you see like a Basset Hound mixed with a pit bull or something like that. And then it looks like a pit bull, but it's really long and short. And you're like, what is happening here? It's like one of those bad mix-ups that you see from cartoons or something, you know? I remember like Phineas and Ferb, Dr. Doofenshmirtz did that with some animals at one point, one episode. That's what I always think of, but they're still adorable. And they,
you know, and
really
I've talked about this before on the air, the one that really just really got me in the heart was years ago, one of the first dogs that I wanted to adopt was a mix of a Chow Chow and a Golden Retriever.
Yeah.
And the thing looked like a golden bear. You know, it was just
cool. It's cool.
So amazing.
It's cool how it works out. Our neighbors right now have a little Bern Doodle, which is a poodle and a Bernese Mountain Dog mixed. And Josie's just the cutest thing ever. Oh my gosh.
Those Bernese
she's a little
mountain
mixed.
Dogs.
Yeah, she's a little mixed breed as well. She's probably about around 55-60 pounds. She's got a white stripe down the top of her head. She kind of looks like one of the gremlins, but in the cutest, most adorable, fuzzy little way ever. She's just absolutely cute. So I love a good mixed breed. I think they're just the best. And we do know all of Aspen's breeds, by the way. I just got a text in asking how we know what Aspen has in her. Her foster mom, she was with her foster mom for quite some time. We were like the fourth or fifth family that attempted to adopt Aspen before they thought that we were actually the right fit for her and what she needed in this world. So she stayed in foster care for quite a while. She was born into foster care as well. And her foster mom actually took it upon herself because Aspen did have so many weird, different, unique looks in her with the jowls and the stout body that her foster mom actually did one of the DNA tests on her, which is how we know all of Aspen's breeds. There's several in there. I mean, her mama, I don't know who her dad was. Her mama, though, obviously was a bit of a mystery as well, because and Aspen's actually the smallest of her siblings. Aspen's only 35 pounds, and all of her siblings are between 50 and 60 pounds. And her mom even weighs about 50 pounds, because we have a Facebook group of everybody who adopted called the tree group. And so, because they were all named after trees, maple, birch, juniper, all of that kind of stuff. So I happen to have contact with all of her adopted siblings, and they can't believe that she's only 35 pounds, because they're sitting there with like 60-pound mooses.
And does her temperament or her personality lean more towards one breed than another?
I don't have really experience with any of the breeds. She's kind of my first foray into something a little bit different. She's definitely got the terrier nose. We've talked about that. That is definitely a terrier thing. From people who have had American Staffordshires and Boxers, they say she leans very much into their disposition and their personality. She boxes with her front feet like a boxer. She uses those paws for everything. But then her disposition is very much like that American Staffordshire Staffordshire pit bull.
Sure.
Got to have love all the time. Got to be as close to you as absolutely possible. Very clingy. Has to be in your with you all the time. Loves her covers. Loves to snuggle. Loves to be cuddled up in like tight balls. All of that kind of stuff, which I'm told by owners of those breeds, that is by purebreds, that is very much kind of where they center. So a little boxer, a little American Staffordshire, and a whole lot of cute Aspen. So that's what we got going on here at Goose Poop Pond. Now, there are several interesting food ones on today's list as well, Finn. Well, we'll start with this because it's not really a food one, but it's geared towards a food. It's National Jump for Jelly Beans Day. I would rather not. I don't really jump for anything, especially a jelly bean.
Yeah. They're kind of one of those, meh.
I know some people love them. I think it's a texture of a jelly bean. I don't like anything that's like harder on the outside and chewy on the inside and then really sugary and gets caught in my teeth. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like anything like that. I'm not a Skittles person for that reason. And so jelly beans kind of in the same vein. They're very sugary on the center. They're going to get caught in my teeth. I don't love anything that does that.
Starburst, probably the same.
Yeah, I know. My husband's a huge fruit chew fan. I just can't get into him as much as he can, though. I'm sorry, I can't. I know that's appalling for him to hear, but I really cannot get into them as much as my husband. It's also National Spam Day today. So if you love yourself some canned ham, this is the day to celebrate. I mean, you could go to Austin, Minnesota, or Hawaii. We know that both of those places really, really love their spam, and
yes,
you could
do.
Partake and enjoy. So there you go. This one's a little boring, but again, it checks because it's one of my husband's favorites. It's Shredded Wheat Day today.
Oh boy.
He does love himself some good shredded wheat. He doesn't like to eat it right before bed though, because they put too much sugar on the outside of it. I was like, you realize that it would taste like eating straw if there wasn't sugar on the outside of it, right? Because it's shredded wheat is essentially all it is. Now, I do love myself some good shredded wheat though, once in a while as well, as much as I pick on him. I do love some shredded wheat every now and then, so it's not bad. You gotta let it soak in the milk a little bit though, because it essentially is then just like eating hay.
Exactly. Because, I mean, are we talking frosted mini wheats here kind of thing?
Or sure, we can do that. Yeah. We could do frosted mini wheats.
I find those are okay as long as they soak in the milk for a little while. Yeah.
I don't like to eat them unless they've soaked up some of the milk, though. Because if I don't like jelly beans caught in my teeth, I'm really not going to hay caught in my teeth later on either. Now, this one's a little bit more obscure. It's definitely very defined because it's National Raspberry Cake Day today. Now, I love myself a good cake. I love some raspberries. I feel like if you combine the two, you probably can't go wrong. It sounds delicious. I don't have a good recipe for raspberry cake, so this might be something I have to try at some point, because we do love raspberries around our house.
But you have to get to your cheesecake first.
This is true. I have to make that. I have not. I this has been a busy week, and today I'm gone basically all day.
And do you even really want to have the oven on in these temperatures?
I know, I don't. Yesterday, it was so funny because, I always have to have meals after Taekwondo. We can't eat out every single time we go to Taekwondo. So I actually made dinner yesterday at like 10 in the morning, as soon as I got done with the morning show, and had it all ready to go in the refrigerator. So all we had to do was pop it in the microwave when we got home. See, it was a fresh meal. It was delicious. It was home cooked, and it was buffalo macaroni and cheese, a healthy version, by the way, so I could eat it. Dexter said it was one of the best meals he's ever had, and one that he actually wanted to savor and not just get done with. That tells you how much the kid loves my cooking. I was like, is that everything with Dexter's like a backhanded compliment, right? Like, I was like, wait, okay, so
so you got to take small praise, any type of praise you'll take.
Like, so you don't actually like anything I ever make, to the point where, never mind, because it's going to make me cry, so I'm just going to stop, and we're just not going to even go there. We're just not even going to do that today. It's also National Cotton Candy Day today. Speaking of things that I don't really love, it's so good, but it dissolves. It's pure sugar. It gets my hands all sticky. I don't really like any of that, and so I'm not a huge cotton candy fan. Now, if I recall, though, your wife is a huge cotton candy fan.
Huge,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's the one thing I don't think her and I would agree on. She can have all of my cotton candy. Yeah. She can have all of mine, always.
Both her and Phoenix both love cotton candy.
I mean, it's delicious, right? It's really, really good. But when you try to eat it off a stick, then your mouth gets all sugary and sticky. If you try to use your hands get all sticky because essentially it's just dissolving sugar. If it's really hot, like it usually is at most fairs when you can get it, just the sweat alone on your hands makes it start to dissolve. And I...
Yeah, I'm not really a fan. So yeah, I'm kind of with you.
Cotton candy, but we'll let Chris have any of our servings. She can have our portions. It's fine. And then here's one that I really do can get behind because it's one of my favorite things in the world. National Avocado Day is also today. Yeah. I love a good avocado. Now I know a lot of people love different ways of making avocados. Whether you put it on a sandwich, whether you eat it with your eggs, I honestly love taking a good avocado and just putting a little of that everything bagel seasoning on it. So, so good.
Sure.
And then putting a little hot sauce over the top of it and just scooping it right out of its shell and eating it just like
that. I haven't thought about putting hot sauce on it. I'll have to try that.
Oh, so good. So good. You just got to drizzle just a little bit on there and then it pools in where the pit would be and all of that kind of stuff. And then it gets kind of like down in there when you're scooping it out. It is really good. Yeah. So a lot of times too, I'll make myself like some toast and then gluten-free, by the way, because that's how I roll. I'll put my scrambled egg on top and then I'll slice some avocados on it and maybe I'll put like a little grated Parmesan cheese on it and then I'll put my sliced avocados on there and I'll put my everything bagel seasoning and then a little hot sauce. And then you can, if you're brave enough, you can try to eat it by picking up the toast. Sometimes you just got to go with a fork, but it is very, very good. I do avocados and I love avocados.
I can make them work. They're great.
I make sandwich wraps or like chicken wraps and stuff during the day. A lot of times for lunch, I'll throw like a half avocado in there for that. Oh, so, so good. They're one
good
of my
stuff.
Favorites. I never thought I would be an avocado fan. And then one day I ate one and I was like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever eaten. Mm-hmm. Why have I not tried this before? Now, I got to ask though, are you like a really soft avocado fan or do you like them a little bit on the firmer side?
Because I like them a little soft.
Yeah, I do too. They're not as good when they're too hard. And then they're really hard to scoop out of the shell. And then you risk the chance of having like avocado fling all over your house.
Well, yeah.
Because you're trying to scoop it. Yeah. So we don't want the mess. We just want the yumminess. That's what we essentially
exactly.
want.
Yep.
I mean, we've got our standards, Finn. It's nothing like cotton candy getting all over your face. But, you know, we've got our standards too.
Well, I pretty much need a bib for everything. So...
I think that's the only way you can eat, honestly. I mean, you got to really get in there and enjoy the food is essentially how it is.
Totally.
I mean, just remember, Dawn dish soap, it's a miracle because it'll take
out
any stain.
It can get just about everything out, can it?
It really, truly does. And even the off brands of Dawn will do the same thing. And I should know because Corey Hartman cannot eat a meal without slopping down the front of his shirt. I have saved and rescued many a shirts over the last couple of years thanks to Dawn dish soap.
See, unfortunately, that's a lesson that I learned too late in life because too many shirts went by the side of the road because I didn't know that neat little trick.
Bleach pens for anything white and Dawn dish soap for everything else. It's how we get by out here at Goose Poop Pond. Remember, I raised two boys. One of them was like a little mini tornado all the time. You talk about the Tasmanian devil. That was Dexter. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Hot and humid today. Partly cloudy, 88 for a high. Heat index going to feel more like the mid to upper 90s. Please be careful if you do have to be out in the heat today. Isolated showers and maybe a thunderstorm possible by later this afternoon, then scattered thunderstorms tonight down to 69. Tomorrow, thunderstorms likely with a high near 84. Right now, it's 73.
This is the Sauk County Public Health Minute brought to you by Backroad Baraboo Motors.
I'm here today with Joyce with the Sauk County WIC program. What exactly is WIC?
WIC stands for Women, Infants, and Children and is a supplemental nutrition program that provides specific nutritious foods during those critical times of growth and development. Also, we work one-on-one with families to help keep them healthy and strong.
Who is eligible for this program?
Many people think they do not qualify for WIC, but the truth is the income limits are very generous. For self-employed families, we look at their adjusted gross income for eligibility.
Is there anything that people might not know about WIC?
Actually, we have been really excited these past few years to provide families with the option to purchase more fruits and vegetables at the local grocery store. And during the summertime, we give families some extra checks to purchase fruits and vegetables at the local farmers market, which helps support Wisconsin farmers. If you want more information about WIC, please call us at 608-355-3290.
Whether you're shopping new or pre-owned, we've got something that's just right for you at Backroad Baraboo Motors. Plus, with Baraboo to You, you'll get free shipping up to 100 miles and a 20-day, 500-mile vehicle exchange policy. And our top-notch Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram certified service team is here to help with all your maintenance needs. Follow us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo and shop Baraboomotors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy car buying should be.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Maxine!